Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My friend Dr. Philip Garwood, also known as Dr. Rocks, is in the studio with me today. He is an award-winning professor of geology and I would say a professor of life at Cape Fear Community College. He's here to tell us about something that he helped to found, Native American Heritage Month, which is celebrated at Cape Fear Community College every November. He's also written a book called Cape Fear River Indians, and we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. Hey, Philip.
Hello, Jamila.
Dr. Rocks.
I love what costume you have on
Thank
today.
Thank you.
That's
I always
the
dress
best
up
I've
for
ever
you.
Seen, especially your Native American regalia.
Well, I mean, the feathers just
the feathers
make it.
And
they make it.
That great dance you do with those feathers. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's radio.
It's radio, exactly. It's the imagination
exactly.
Runs wild.
And I'm also tall and blonde and very slender.
That's right.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Native American Heritage Month. But before we do talk about the celebrations that are going on, give us a sort of a capsule version of the history of Native Americans in this region, because this is an unknown thing.
That's one of the things that I'm working towards, get people more information about the local Native American tribes and so on, and who they were and where they came from and so on. There's just no information out there. The professor up at UNCW that's done a lot of work in this, and he said, I can talk for hours about Native Americans, 2 minutes about the Cape Fear region. Native Americans, people just don't know. So I took it upon myself to find something out. And that's the reason for the book. Thanks to a grant that came from International Paper, I was able to produce this book. And there's a map in the book, and no one can see it, of course, but it shows the Native American tribes of North America and a bit of Central America, and all of it's covered except for the southeast. And there's just this big blank area there. And that's just not right. There is great evidence that there were many, many different tribes that lived along the coast as far back as 12, 14, some say 20,000 years ago.
Mm, goodness.
We're finding artifacts that are 8, 10, 12, 14,000 years old here. And so we're going to write the history of this region. And what I'm trying to do is get to the young kids. If you get to the young kids, get them interested, then over the years, things will get done. We visit the local schools. If you invite us, we'll come there and we'll talk about the Native Americans. The last school I was at, I tasked every child with finding a rock that they think was a Native American tool, and they get all excited. I'll go back there and I'll tell them the story of the rock mm-hmm. and what they would have used it for. Because when I talk to the young kids and I say, what do you do when you go home from school? I play on the Wi-Fi or I play whatever those games are. I said, what do you think the Native Americans did? And they said, well, they played drums and they jumped around. I said, they used rocks. That's what they played with. And they get these big eyes and they say, rocks? And I said, yeah, their games were rocks and they had sticks and they had a blast. So we go through a little bit of that history, get them interested in what their counterparts were doing 12,000 years ago in the Cape Fear region, and
it's
wonderful.
They won't find that in the history books, and so
no,
it's important that you can go in the schools and spark their interest in that.
Right.
Dr. Rocks, what are the tribes that are currently recognized in North Carolina? I'm looking at page 64 here in the
right.
book.
There's
8 tribes.
Yeah, there are 8. In all likelihood, there were far more tribes than that. We're finding out that there could be hundreds of different tribes that existed along the coast, but there are 8 what they call state recognized, and then there's one that is federally recognized. That's the Cherokee. Now, the largest tribe really in the United States are the Lumbees.
Hmm.
And they've been
really?
Trying for a long, long time. Yeah, there's about 65,000 Native Americans who are Lumbee. And they've been trying for many, many years to get the federal government to recognize them as a national Indian tribe. And the only reason they failed is because the federal government would then have certain obligations towards the like education and medical care and so on. So they're sort of holding back. But eventually it's going to happen, just like the Waccamaw Sioux, whom I'm so very fond of, and the Kohari, which are just north of us here. And you can see that they're beautiful, beautiful people, very proud of their tribe. There's all these Saponi, Maharan, Chowan,
I've never heard of these tribes. Oh my gosh.
And that's the problem. And some of them only have a few hundred members. Some, like the Waccamaw Sioux, have several thousand. And then the Lumbee, you know, 65,000 members. And so we are working also with UNC Pembroke. They are so supportive of what we're doing here that they are sponsoring some of these events that we have coming up.
All right. And if you're just joining us, you're hearing Dr. Rocks. Dr. Philip Garwood is an award-winning professor of geology at Cape Fear Community College, a deep and abiding interest in Native American heritage and culture, and he's really been exploring that and writing about that in our region. He has written a book about the history of local Indians. It's called Cape Fear River Indians, and he's going to tell us now about Native American Heritage Month celebrated on and around Cape Fear Community College.
Right. We started about 7 years ago because of two young men that would not let me just sit down and enjoy some of the artifacts that they had brought to the school and some that I'd shown them. And ever since, it's been growing and growing and growing. And in a couple of years, we'll have our 10th anniversary, and that's going to be a blast. So get ready for that one. You can wear the same costume, but you may have to dry clean it by then.
Probably, but, yeah.
Yeah. Every year, we have what is called an Artifact Identification Day at the Cape Fear Community College Library, where students or just general public, grandmothers, grandchildren, it doesn't matter, can bring in what they think is an artifact, and we will identify it for them. We'll give them the approximate age. We'll tell them a bit of its history. One of the young men, David, that I'm working with has an insatiable curiosity about Native American points, and he can tell the tribe it came from, the location of where the stone came from it, and so on. And he has such a passion. He's going to be involved. And Dan Sherritt, who is my sort of major domo, he's the one that's getting everything organized, and he gets up with the schools, and he arranges for us to go and visit them. He'll be involved in that. On November the 14th, at the Wilma Daniel Gallery. That's the one that's in the new parking deck. People say, an art gallery in a parking lot.
But it's a beautiful gallery.
It's very impressive, very impressive. We will be having a discussion that will be basically from the people from University of Pembroke, Dr. Hunt, Dr. Tita, another Dr. Hunt, they're not related, plus some other people from UNC Pembroke, plus myself and a few other people. We'll be discussing guiding our destiny with heritage and traditions. How do we keep these traditions alive, this culture, this beautiful culture? When I visit the schools and I ask them, you know, who are the first Americans? It's always Europeans. It's always Columbus. You know, it's always Verrazano. And even Verrazano they don't know. But they're always talking about the Europeans that came over around 1492 or 1500. Well, there were Native Americans here 10, 12, 15,000 years before that. And in South America, they found a site that they think may be 35,000 years old.
Gosh.
And some of our offshore discoveries that we're finding out that maybe they came from other places. And it's just the students get this gleam in their eye when I start talking. And I bring them artifacts. I let them touch the artifacts. You know, I let them see them. And then I challenged them, and they loved the challenge.
We've got about 2 minutes left, Dr. Rocks.
2 minutes? I've got
an hour more to tell. I know you do. But tell us about the evening with the Waccamaw Sioux and the People of the Falling Star, which is coming up November 22nd.
Right. What we're going to have there, they will come and they'll do their drum circle. They'll do their dances. They'll be in their Native American regalia. They will just bring everybody in, and what we're going to try to do is get the children involved in this and get them to surround these beautiful, beautiful people. We'll also be doing something at a Halliburton Park this year where we'll be giving a demonstration. I'll be doing a reading from my book, and children are welcome to come to that, and hopefully we'll have some of the Waccamaw Sioux there as well. There's just many, many different things that we're going to be doing. There will be some more announcements coming forward of things we're going to do. But I just want people to be involved. And even Canadians like my darling Sylvie might come down and join us for this beautiful event. And we do. We have people that came from Georgia, the Dakotas for these events.
Oh, my gosh. It's called Native American Heritage Month, with sponsorship from Cape Fear Community College and the University of North Carolina, Pembroke. It is the month of November. If you'd like more information about all the events that are coming up, you can go to cfcc.edu/NAHM for Native American Heritage Month. So it's the Cape Fear Community College website, cfcc.edu/NAHM. If you need the phone number, 910-362-7282. Thank you, Dr. Rox. I have to let you go. I know you
My
brought
pleasure.
An hour's worth of material, but that's it.
Well,
that's
we'll
it.
Just keep chatting.
Okay.
Thank you. You could record this and play it later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.